This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with news for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. The Port Townsend City Council will select a new mayor at its January 6th meeting. Current Mayor Deborah Stinson was defeated in November in her bid for a third term on the council, but she most likely would not have continued in that position, as the recent pattern sees mayors serving two-year terms. While it's too early to lay odds, Deputy Mayor David Faber has emerged as a likely possibility. Previously, Faber has shot down the idea, saying that as a working attorney, he won't have time for the extra duties. However, he has softened his position recently, saying that he could accept or pursue the job if certain changes occurred. The mayor has three proscribed duties: chairing council meetings, serving as a figurehead for the city, and assuming special powers in the case of an emergency. Stinson went beyond these requirements, attending meetings and involving herself in the minutiae of city government. Faber said that if he were mayor, he would have a different style than Stinson and would keep his ribbon cuttings and out-of-town meetings attendance to a minimum. He would delegate these tasks and others to council members. Faber said that he softened his position as several people, both on and off the council, have encouraged him to seek the mayor's office. And while nothing is over until it's over, Faber said the identity of the mayor is pretty much decided before the selection meeting occurs. The new council will consist of incumbents Faber, Amy Howard, Michelle Sandoval, Ariel Spicer, and Pam Adams, along with the newly elected Owen Rowe and Monica McHager. Generally, the newbies don't get to be mayor, although they could end up as deputy mayor. McHager's told KPTZ that Rowe would be a good deputy mayor, as he already has governing board experience as a member of the food co-op board. Spicer, like Faber, a practicing attorney, said she had no interest in the top job, but she would be willing to serve as deputy mayor. In an email to KPTZ, Adams said she does not aspire to the mayor's position, as she is too busy to devote the time required. She feels that Faber, as vice mayor, has apprenticed for the top job as deputy mayor, but any incumbent will get her vote. She suggested that the newcomers wait until next time. We were unable to reach council members Howard and Sandoval for comment, but KPTZ will continue to cover this story as it unfolds. Retiring City Councilmember Bob Gray said that Faber would be a good mayor, underscoring the need for a mayor to collaborate and delegate. Gray said that David King, who preceded Stinson as mayor, was a whole lot more open. Stinson, he said, would meet privately with City Manager David Timmons to determine the agenda, something in which all council members should be involved, he said. Gray, who served 2 four-year terms on the council, was often the sole dissenting voice in votes. He would have liked to serve as mayor and thinks he would have done a good job, but said that it was an impossible dream, as they would never make anyone mayor who didn't vote yes on everything. Gray favors mayors serving for just 2 years at a time, giving everyone on the council a chance to lead. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burman. Thank you for listening.